Thank you for calling XL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Eugenia Barbosa. The reason I've been calling is because I have delivery today. I just like to know if you guys are going to come for installation.
Can I have the phone number associated with your account?
It's 617-825-3921.
And that's 617-825-3921.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold while I pull up that order for you.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, it takes a little longer to pull up your order with your phone number, but the system should have the information up for us momentarily. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I was just stating the system is still trying to locate your order. Thank you for holding.
So, okay.
The system is still trying to locate your order for you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, just wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay, do you have time to make a chicken of noodles?
My family.
I don't understand something. Yeah. It's my phone number.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. While I'm waiting on the system to pull up your order for you, now you say that you had your delivery today. You purchased your item from Home Depot?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And once the system pulls up, I can let you know when they have that install schedule for you.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was in the same day. It came in the same day.
The system is still trying to locate an order for you, ma'am. It just runs very slow.
Okay, take your time.
Thank you for your patience. Can you verify your name and address for me?
Eugenia Barbosa, 52 Taro Street, Dorchester, Mass., 02125.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, ma'am. It shows this is a Home Depot order. And let me place you on the brief hold and read some notes on your order so I can better assist you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. And now it does show here that the notes on the first, that when they attempted the delivery that Saturday, the unit was damaged. They had to get you a new one. So you just received your new item today?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to place you on another hold. The status of your order, we're going to have to get a supervisor to open it up so I can get you rescheduled.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now, it's going to take a little time because we're working from home, so it takes them a little longer to answer. But let me place you on hold and send them over a message.
So you're going to send me a message?
Yes. No, ma'am. I'm going to send the supervisor a message to open your order so I can get you scheduled.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting on a supervisor to come update your order for me, ma'am. Thank you for honing.
Okay. Thanks, Felicia.
Still waiting on a supervisor to open up that account for you, ma'am. Thank you for honing.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on a supervisor, ma'am. It just takes a long time since we're working in teams.
Yeah.
I'm still just waiting on a reply from one of my supervisors, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience, ma'am. I just had a supervisor write me back. She's working on that for us right now.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Shows my supervisor is writing me a message, ma'am. I should have a Next available date for you in just one second.
Close the one, huh? Mm-hmm. Yes, to bring the old one, the stove.
Thank you for honing for me, ma'am. And my supervisor was able to get that rescheduled for you. And the next available date they'll be able to come out and complete that install will be June 16th.
Oh, my God. June 16th is a long time.
Yes, ma'am. I understand the calendar is black until the 16th.
Yeah, but what am I going to do with two stoves in the house? They supposed to bring the old one with them.
Now, you would need to call Home Depot for that, ma'am, because the only thing your order shows on our end, we're just coming out to install it. So if you need a home away, you need to contact your Home Depot rep, and they should be able to assist you.
Okay, I will. But how am I going to do with the two stoves in the house?
No, ma'am. Call Home Depot, and they'll be able to send somebody out to get it for you.
Yes, but how am I going to cook?
Ma'am, I do apologize for your inconvenience. I can just tell you what you would need to do, ma'am. You need to contact Home Depot. But we have your installation scheduled for June 16th. That's our next available date.
June
15th? 16th.
1-6. So what time they going to come?
We can't give you a time, ma'am. The system geographically routes the orders. Your order will be geographically routed on the 15th. You'll receive an automated phone call at night between 6 and 9 p.m., and it will provide you with your time frame.
Yeah, but it's possible they could let me know if there's any chance to come more early, please.
Now, I can send an email over to the tech service for you, ma'am, to see if they have anything earlier. But as far as the schedule that we see, our next available date is the 16th. But I can send an email over for you. Let me place you on a brief hold and set that up for you. I'm almost done with that message, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Do you want to?
Okay, have
a good one. What you were talking about?
Thank you for your patience, ma'am, and I have that message set up for you, and I'll get that over to the tech service for you that you are requesting an earlier date if they have one available. But right now we have you scheduled for June the 16th.
Yeah, I will see. If I can wait for them, I need to look for somebody to do that because that's too far.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I have to wait 1 week. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm going to send that message over to home office for you and to the tech service. And if they have something earlier, they will contact you and let you know.
If they don't, I will find somebody. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for using XBL Logistics. Bye-bye.